This is The Wave 101.7 and the SBI Radio Network. Sydney Gardner with the Bear Lake County Clerk is joining us today to talk about voting and some changes to the voting process for the upcoming May primary. Let's first start off by talking about the May primary and give us the date when the actual May primary is scheduled to be held at this point.
Yes, thank you, Duke, for letting us come on and give some information and educate our public and our dedicated voters in Bear Lake County. May 19th is the scheduled election date. We did not change that, and I appreciate Governor Little for keeping us on track with that.
So it is still going to be held on May 19th. So as far as the voting process, I understand everything's been moved to mail-in ballots. Is that correct? The entire primary will be done mail-in?
Yes, and it'll be by mail, but they are called absentee ballots. There's a different process with a mail ballot like precinct. These will all need to be done by mail, but you have to request them, your absentee ballot.
There's a couple different ways to do that, right? You can do that over the phone or online?
Yes. You can go online to idahovote.gov, or you can call our office at 208-945-2212, extension 5.
So you request the absentee ballot. That ballot sent to you, is there a deadline that it has to be sent in? Does it need to be before the 19th?
We need to receive your ballot request has to be received by May 19th, and that's a little different from a regular election. The deadline for us to receive those ballots back is June 2nd. They're allowing us a little extra time. So they're allowing people to request their ballots up until May 19th.
Again, with Sydney Gardner, the Bear Lake County Clerk, today talking about the upcoming May 19th primary election, which is all absentee this year because of COVID-19. Once you guys receive the ballot, what's the process of counting the votes from there, and at what point do you expect to have all the votes counted?
Once we receive the ballots, once they start coming back in, people may notice, and especially if they have not voted absentee before, there will be a barcode on their envelope, and that barcode helps us. We can scan it into our system. It brings up the voter's registration card so that we can see their signature, and that verifies to us that it was that voter that voted that ballot, because they have to sign the back of that envelope. And then it gets put into each of their separate precinct ballot boxes. And then once the time comes for us to count, then those envelopes are opened. And then there is a manila envelope, which is a secrecy envelope, which holds their ballot. That one is dropped back into the box. It is the one that the counters will open. They have no idea. There's no names to attach to it, and so they have no idea whose ballot is, and that's what protects the voters' privacy. We have to have those all in by June 2nd, the day they will be counted.
And so June 3rd, in theory, June 3rd, there should be some results then.
We should have the results the evening of June 2nd.
Of course, this is a primary election, Sydney, so what about declaring political affiliation? Do you need to do that to vote?
Yes, if you haven't already declared your affiliation, there is a process, there's a form that goes out also that they will see and be able to mark. The Republicans, actually, it's a closed primary, so you have to be affiliated with the Republican Party in order to get a Republican ballot. The Democrats have opened their primary, and so you can be any party or unaffiliated to request a Democratic ballot.
Tell us one more time how people can request their absentee mail-in ballot in order to participate in this primary election.
You go online. I mean, we would encourage people to go online because it's going to be everybody doing this, and that'll just speed up the process. Go on to the Secretary of State's website and go on to idahovotes.gov. Or you can call here at the County Clerk's Office, 208-945-2212, extension 5.
Excellent. Cindy, anything else about the upcoming primary that you wanted to mention today?
Just the fact that we appreciate our voters out there and all of the general public, and they hope that they're excited to be able to participate in this May primary and to be able to do it absentee and do it in the privacy of their own home and the security that you have of not being gathered at polling places, and that protects all of our poll workers also. And hopefully everybody will stay healthy and And if they have any questions, feel free to give us a call.
Again, the May 19th primary election will be absentee only this year because of COVID-19. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network and The Wave.